I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, September 22nd, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. I repeat, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, September 22nd, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. Well, it does look like there could be a shift in the weather, and I'm sure Dennis Madison is keeping us up to speed on that. But just so that you are aware, there are a moderate chance of thunderstorms happening throughout Inyo County on Thursday this week. Now for our big story, the Bishop Unified School District Board of Trustees meeting on September 15th drew a packed Carl Lind boardroom with lines forming outside before the 6:30 p.m. start time. The five-member board, President Dr. Claudia Moya Tanner, Vice President Steve Elliott, which was absent, Clerk Virginia Figueroa, Member Joshua Nicholson, and Member Karen Keene, tackled Agenda Item 13-1, a proposal to agendize the Redlands USD Title IX resolution supporting fairness in girls' sports. Secretary Catherine Kolker facilitated as community passions flared. Outside, political activist Francis Hunt handed out transgender right flyers, while Pastor Eddie Davis distributed materials protecting girls' sports. The crowd looked split. Although it is nearly impossible to tell someone's political stance just by looking at them, public comment on 13.1, limited to 20 minutes, was roughly 50-50. BUHS female athletes shared varied views. One cited injury fears from transgender competitors. Another noted no discomfort with trans peers. Parents and grandparents voiced concerns over transgender athletes playing against their children, with some also citing injury fears and locker room violations. Some who spoke in favor of not advancing the resolution spoke about being inclusive, and some even mentioned stories about transgender family and friends. The resolution passed by Redlands USD in April of 2025 urges biology-based eligibility in girls' sports, lining with federal Title IX rules. Though it doesn't change local policies directly, Nicholson championed it. When he had the chance to speak, he came to the defense, stating that the resolution is not divisive. He then cited injury cases involving transgenders and noted how California Governor Newsom even said it's unfair, framing it as equity. Keene shared a personal story about a trans relative, including one transitioning at age 5, arguing hormone therapy negates advantages. Figueroa highlighted the city of Bishop's inclusive values, while Elia's statement, read aloud, opposed political games given few transgender students. Moyer Tanner, emphasizing her duty to follow state laws and CIF rules, leaned toward preserving BUSD's status quo. Superintendent Kolker, when asked for input, noted no major issues but raised concerns about legal risks. After conducting further research, I uncovered pending lawsuits specifically challenging Redlands-style resolutions. After sensing no majority support, Moya Tanner ended discussion without a vote, reinforcing her stance to maintain current policies. The board then proceeded to address agenda items 13.2 through 13.5, approving school plans, unaudited actuals, and material sufficiency resolutions. Once they were done, the meeting was adjourned. The next BUSD school board meeting will be next month on October 16, 2025 at Palisades Glacier High School. The debate reflects national tensions in a small district, leaving the issue open, but the community engaged. For full details, be sure to check out BUSD website for full board agenda items, minutes, and recordings. For comments or questions or feedback for Tyler Beadle, contact Beadle Business, that's B-E-A-D-L-E business, at gmail.com. Tyler Beadle, we appreciate it as always, you going out and representing Sierra Wave Media there. Well, thank you. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news for today. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather. What else? Culture and the people who shape it. That's right. Thanks for listening.